तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
SBS नेपाली SBS साउथ एसियनमा
20 वर्ष अघि हजारौं मानिसहरू सिडनीको समुद्री तटीय सबब क्रनालामा मध्यपूर्वी आप्रवासनको विरुद्धमा हिंसात्मक र्यालीमा उत्रिएका थिए। एकअर्काप्रतिको बदलाको भावनाले प्रेरित घटनाका कारण 26 जना घाइते भएका थिए भने 100 भन्दा बढी मानिसहरू पक्राउ परेका थिए। पछिल्लो समय क्रनालाका स्थानीय र मध्यपूर्वी मूलका मानिसहरूले मनोवृत्तिमा परिवर्तन हुँदै गएको बताउँदै गर्दा मेलबर्न र सिडनीमा देखिएका आप्रवासन सम्बन्धी आन्दोलनका कारण चिन्ता पनि व्यक्त भएका छन्। आजभन्दा 20 वर्ष अघिको त्यो दिन अर्थात् 11 डिसेम्बर 2005 करिब 5,000 मानिसहरू सिडनीको समुद्री तटीय सबब क्रनालामा आप्रवासन विरुद्धको र्यालीमा उत्रिएका थिए। उनीहरूले मध्यपूर्वबाट आएका मानिसको विरोध गर्दै गर्दा त्यहाँ हिंसा भड्किएको थियो। हिंसात्मक घटना पछाडिका कारणहरू के थिए त भन्ने कुरामा अब ध्यान दियो। सिडनीमा सन् 2005 जातीयता सम्बन्धी घटनाहरू केही समयदेखि भइरहेका थिए। यसबीचमा सिडनीको क्रनाला बीचमा 2 लाइफगार्डहरूमाथि केही व्यक्तिले गरेको दुर्व्यवहार र यी जस्तै अन्य कथित घटनाहरू समाचार शीर्षक पनि बनिरहेका थिए। सोही समयमा अजी प्राइडका नाममा हजारौं सन्देशहरू पठाइएका थिए जसमा मध्यपूर्वका मानिसहरूसँग बदला लिनुपर्ने बताइएको थियो। हाल सदरल्यान्ड सायरका मेयर रहेका ज्याक पोएट उक्त समयमा केवल 13 वर्षका मात्र थिए।
Both in the weeks leading up to the riots and then the subsequent months, got to see firsthand a lot of some pretty terrible behaviour, there were helicopters flying over our house for the weeks afterwards, the beaches were virtually empty, heavy police presence all throughout the summer. So it was certainly a very confronting and unusual thing for a 13-year-old to have to witness.
उक्त घटना भएको दिनको भिडियो फुटेजहरूमा महिला एवं पुरुषहरू जातीयताको नारा लगाउँदै कतिपय स्थानमा प्रहरीसँग झडप भएको पनि देखिन्छ। उक्त दिन मध्यपूर्वी मूलका केही मानिसहरूमाथि आक्रमण पनि भएको थियो र सोही दिन साँझ वेस्टर्न सिडनीमा बसोबास गर्ने मध्यपूर्वी मूल भएका युवाहरूको ठूलो समूह क्रनाला र अन्य सबहरूमा प्रतिकारमा उत्रियो। उक्त घटनामा 26 जना घाइते भए भने 104 जना भन्दा बढी पक्राउ परे। 300 जनामाथि विभिन्न मुद्दाहरू पनि चलाइयो। त्यसपछिका रातहरूमा पनि सानातिना घटनाहरू भने हुन रोकिएनन्। फिरोज सटार सिडनीको उत्तरी सबबाट दक्षिण पश्चिमी क्षेत्रमा सर्दा 17 वर्षका मात्र थिए।
Feeling like this really jarring competing reality of how I'm perceived amongst my Australian peers. So it was really confronting for me personally, and then to also see the impact that it had on the broader community was just really, really, really disappointing and really sad to see that there was, you know, a significant proportion of people that just didn't want us and didn't think that we belonged in Australia or in surf culture.
मेयर बोएड त्यति बेला वा अहिले पनि घटनामा देखिएका विचारहरूलाई क्रनालाले प्रतिनिधित्व नगर्ने बताउँछन्। तर प्रदर्शनका क्रममा देखिएका विचारहरूलाई सम्बोधन गर्न भने आवश्यक रहेको उनको भनाइ छ।
Council's done a lot of work in trying to make sure that we support a lot of initiatives that make that really clear to people, whether it's through Harmony Week, Refugee Week. We partnered with a lot of multicultural organisations to really drive home that safety of access as well for surf education.
यस्तै खालको कार्यक्रम फिरोज र उनको समूहले पनि सञ्चालन गरिरहेको छ। उनी सहसंस्थापक रहेको संस्था सर्फ ब्रदर्सले आप्रवासी समुदायका मानिसहरूलाई पौडी सिकाउने काम गर्छ। उक्त कार्यक्रमले मुस्लिम समुदाय र सर्फ लाइफ सेभिङ कम्युनिटी बीच राम्रो सम्बन्ध स्थापना गर्न मद्दत गरेको छ।
The power of relational health and, you know, communities just organically coming together to help each other out, to develop skills and have a more inclusive surf culture that's representative of what modern Australia is, formed some really lovely friendships, genuine friendships between communities that have had really fractured relationships for the last 20 years or so.
तर यो सकारात्मक भावना सबै समुदायमा समान रूपमा साझा भने नरहेको बताइन्छ. फेडरेसन अफ एथनिक कम्युनिटी काउन्सिल अफ अस्ट्रेलियाका प्रमुख पिटर डुकस समुदायभित्र जातिवादी सन्देशहरू बढेकोमा चिन्ता व्यक्त गर्छन्.
We've seen only this year actual neo-Nazis in the front steps of the Australian Parliament. We've seen acts by certain senators in the National Parliament that would have been universally condemned 20 years ago. So I think that the efforts of racism and regression in Australia are actually emboldened in recent years, and it gives us all in the multicultural space cause for concern and cause to mobilize ourselves about the taking control of the conversation about what an Australian is.
Yes, barsa August ra October mahina ma Melbourne ra Sydney ma bhayeka aprobasan sambandhi julus ma hazaro manish haru sahabhagi bhayeka thie. Cronulla ko hinsa lai aanshik rup ma bhid ko manasikta raksi ra asamajik tatwa haru lai zimmewar thahraiko bhaye pani Dukas bishwas garchan ki aprobasan virodhi bhavana ko aadhunik abhivyakti kehi had samma chintajanak cha.
The riots were a one off flash in a pan, as we say, whereas the rallies that we've seen more recently are far more coordinated and have a political agenda. After the Cronulla riots, there didn't appear to be a movement per se that that was built up. There was general condemnation, and I think overwhelming community condemnation towards what had happened and towards the messages and the violence of what we had seen on Cronulla Beach 20 years ago. Today we have coordinated pseudo-political movements that espouse similar ideals, and that's of great concern to us.
Feri Cronulla tarfa nai parkyo jaha san 2020 dekhi Tony Mopus le ek Lebanese restaurant sanchalan garireka chan. Uni san 2014 dekhi nai Cronulla kshetra ma pugne gareka thie jaha unka bua le phalphul pasal ani coffee shop pani sanchalan gareka thie. Suru ma tyaha sarda kehi aptero mahasus bhayeko bhaye tapani tyaha ko samuday le unharlai ramro swagat garyo.
The most significant moment for me remembering everything was when we decided to put the word Lebanese on a sign. I think we were the first ones since the riot to actually do that. And I remember being very nervous, thinking, okay, we're taking a big step here and I wonder what's going to happen. Honestly, 99% of it was really overwhelmingly positive. I think people were ready for the change. We did have a couple of idiots come through. I'm almost 100% certain they weren't even from the area. But yeah, it's just been really positive for us.
उनी बताउँछन् कि विभिन्न सांस्कृतिक समूह बीचमा सम्बन्ध सुधारका लागि थुप्रै ठाउँहरू छन् तर कुरा यति हो सबै समुदायले एकले अर्कालाई साथ दिन रुचि राख्नुपर्छ.
Mostly I think Aussies are a very welcoming community and I feel, you know, equally Australian as I do Lebanese, and I think people need to kind of take a step back sometimes if they feel apprehensive towards a new culture and just, you know, look for the positives. We all have a lot to offer each other.
SBS News ka lagi Edwina Queenan le taiyar pareko report.
Samachar, vichar ra Australia ma tapai ko samudaya ka lagi mahatwa rakhne vishay ma jankari dine. Yo ho SBS Nepali, SBS South Asian ma.
Like, share ra comment garnuhos. SBS Nepali lai Facebook ma sath dinuhos.